Remember, the 5th of November. Actually, it's not that loud now. This is one of the quietest years. I mean, we did have a bit of banging and stuff earlier, but it's mostly in the distance. There's been none in the houses near me. I actually like Bonfire Night. I like, I've got good memories of it. As a kid, we never had fireworks at home, but my dad used to build a big bonfire. And we used to stay inside because it was cold and just watch the fireworks from the window. And even though I can't see now, this is one time when I actually wish I could still see. Because I'm sure the fireworks nowadays are much prettier than they used to be. And they were lovely then. When I was away at boarding school, the first boarding school, which was for the first 3 years of being away from home, we actually used to celebrate Bonfire Night, and it used to be a lovely event. We used to wrap up, because it was always cold like this, wrap up in our scarves and hats and gloves and go outside after tea, and they'd provide mugs of soup and hot dogs and jacket potatoes and a lovely firework display and a big bonfire, and we used to have sparklers, which I suppose, looking back on it, a load of blind kids with sparklers. Would they allow that nowadays? I somehow don't think so, but we never came to any harm. And I used to love, moving the sparkler around, and I could see quite a bit then. Not quite a bit, but enough to be safe with it and not to put it on someone else. All the sparks used to fly. We used to love it. And then my secondary school, they didn't really do anything for it until the last couple of years I was there. And then they made it quite nice, but I don't really remember it like I do that. That was a nice childhood memory. I mean, I can't remember any particular one. I just remember that's what we used to do every year, because it's near my birthday. And then when my children were small, again, we've never bought fireworks, but the local school that they attended used to have a firework display. It used to be quite a good one, because I think the council put some money towards it, and they don't have it anymore. And then a fair used to come at the same time, and the school would open up the canteen and sell hot dogs and stuff, and then there'd be a bonfire and the firework display and a fair. So the kids used to really love it. I know it's sad for the animals that don't like it. All mine are okay, by the way. I've had outdoor animals, guinea pigs and rabbits, that I was really terrified that they would die of fright, but they never did, thankfully. And I know I feel sorry for the birds and the wildlife, but it's not as bad as it used to be, I don't think. And it's not like it's every day of the year. And to be honest, the wildlife and the environment are being damaged far more by global warming and other stuff than by a few fireworks once in a while. So there's much more harmful things with chemicals and chemicals in the water affecting the fish and the birds. Apparently the lack of starlings is something to do with some chemicals. I can't remember. I heard something recently about it. So I like Bonfire Night, and I would have liked to have gone to a display, but I don't know where the local ones are, and my other half didn't want to go, so I don't know if there's any on at the weekend, but I would have loved to have gone. Of course, I would not take the dogs. That would be stupid. I'm sitting inside with my door open. I'm actually freezing. It's really cold out there tonight, but that's how it should be. I wonder if this microphone's going to even pick them up from here. Usually by about 9, 9:30, they've all stopped. I do think there ought to be better restrictions on the sale of fireworks. I don't know what the age is. I presume it's 18, but I feel that it should be put up to 21 because we've had some incidents in the High Street locally where a load of kids got arrested for setting them off in the street in the daylight. And the trouble is, if 18-year-olds buy them, is that they're invariably probably hanging around with 16 and 17-year-olds who will then be in charge or have access to letting them off. So I think 21 should be a limit for buying fireworks because they can be dangerous and they can be subject to misuse. But if people are sensible with them, they can be a lot of fun. I've yet to hear any big bangs that have made me jump this year at all. The only one I did hear was a sonic boom. And I thought that was a firework, so it wasn't. That would have been quite loud if you're nearby. I've kept all my cats in today, they're not allowed out. Until this is over. That was quite close. We had hot dogs and burgers and stuff for tea, or dinner actually, we call it. I always do that on bonfire night. Oh, I don't know if Lammy heard a firework then. I always do that. I've always done that since the kids were little. Even though we don't have fireworks, I always do jacket potatoes, burgers, hot dogs and rolls and onions and all that. But actually this year Ronan did it and it was very nice too. It's nice to have someone to make you a meal sometimes. And I really, really enjoyed it far more than I probably would have done if I'd done it. Simply because it's nice to have somebody else make you something. So thank you, Ronan. I like the atmosphere of this time of year. I just can't believe it's come round so quickly. Someone's bound to come down and have a go at me in a minute for having the door open. Actually, I think I'm going to put the heating on. Okay, let's go and put that on. My hands are like ice from holding my phone near the door. Now, I just want to capture a bit of the atmosphere of bonfire night. I think everybody can get the idea by now that I like bonfire night. Step outside. It's freezing. Absolutely freezing. I can't stay out there too long. I'm too cold. Open the door. As wide as it can go. That's it. It's a bit of a breeze. It's really perfect weather. It's dry. Well, it's not raining. It has rained today. A little bit of a breeze. Brrr, and it's cold. Oh, I knocked that. That's not the wind doing that. As you can hear, my dogs are not bothered. Lammy's just in the doorway. He may be able to hear little bangs going off. But he never cared anyway. I thought the next door neighbours might have some, but they might have gone to a display. The ones with the kids.
Alert. Low battery.
Oh, shut up, low battery.
Dismiss.
That didn't make me jump. And the dogs. Lammy didn't hear it. No? I was just laying on the mat. He doesn't care, do you? Oh. It's so nice to have dogs that don't care, because I have had them that do. Well, that's no fun, actually. All right, all right. Oh, boy. Lammy, where are you? I don't want your cushion, Niall, thank you. Take it away. It's gross. It's been in your mouth. There haven't been that many of the screechy ones today. I heard a load of them, I think it was on Saturday. Lammy doing out there. Oh, my dishwasher's finished. Anyway, I think that's about the best we're going to get now. And I'm getting cold.
Recording.